Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
It is wherever you are. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. It has been a beautiful day all day here. It's late afternoon, but you know what? It's not hot. It's not cold. The wind's not blowing, and it's not raining. I'll take it. Hey, sounds perfect to me. It's in the low 80s, and it's maybe the mid 80s, something like that, but it's totally beautiful. Totally beautiful. God sent us a beautiful, beautiful day. And you know what? There's sadness on this day as well, as there can be with any day. It's not always perfect in every way. It's just a blessing that God let us wake up this morning, and he has given us a beautiful day to be alive in this world, to anticipate being with Jesus when it's time, everything in its time. And you know what? We are going to be saying goodbye to Naomi Judd today. She died yesterday at the age of 76, and they announced her death yesterday, which is the day that she did die. And here is something they said. I'm going to read part of this article for you. It says, "Today we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness," the statement said. "We are shattered. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, She was loved by her public. We are in unknown territory. And all they would say is that she died near Nashville, Tennessee. And the statement was on behalf of her husband and fellow singer, Larry Strickland, who was one of Elvis' backup singers. And it said no further details about her death would be released and asked for privacy as the family grieves. In a few days, maybe that will change. Maybe they will decide to give out the details of what happened. Until then, it's all conjecture, and it's probably a really good idea and the Christian thing to not spread conjecture, okay? Because it could be wrong. Nobody really truly knows what happened. So if you've got any theories, keep them to yourself. Let's not spread just maybes and what ifs and all of this thing, okay? Wait until we find out for sure, and then you can talk about cause of death. But until then, we don't know for sure. So let's just leave it alone. And it was really pretty sad because the Country Music Hall of Fame was going to induct the Judds today. And they're going to go ahead and do the induction ceremony, even though Naomi won't be able to be there. Another paragraph that they have put in here was, Naomi overcame incredible adversity on her way to a significant place in music history. Her triumphant life story overshadows today's tragic news, said Hall of Fame CEO Kyle Young in a statement. Her family has asked that we continue with the Judd's official Hall of Fame induction on Sunday. We will do so with heavy hearts and weighted minds. Naomi and daughter Winona's music will endure. And that's the truth. You know, music, the music goes on because that's a way of keeping the departed close to us. You know, and as a duo, Winona and Naomi scored 14 number one songs in 3 decades. And it was all kinds. And they combined Appalachian bluegrass and pop and just, oh my gosh, it was always good. I don't think I've ever heard one of their songs that wasn't good. So it was fantastic. And they were going to start a tour. And, of course, now that can't be possible unless Winona decides to do it herself. So I'm going to play some of their stuff. I've got 2 songs of Winona's that John sent me, and I've got 1 of the Judds from 1991, and it is called Love Will Build a Bridge. So as soon as I can get the computer to work, we'll start with that one. No, it doesn't want to. So, okay, I'll just have to find it the old-fashioned way. So please bear with me because it's going to take just a little while. Not long, but a little while. Please, God, have me remember to have put it in the computer. Here we go. Here's the Judds from 1991. Love Can Build a Bridge.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of dreams when all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Really happening.
And I would whisper love so loudly every heart can understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Cause when we stand together, if our bodies shower, if we can do anything,
anything,
if we keep believing in our power. Love and only love.
Okay, now that performance was a live performance from the 2022 CMT Awards, and they got together to do that, and wow, I think that was their last time performing together, and they were getting ready to do a tour, but of course now Naomi's not here, they can't do a tour of both of them. And we haven't heard whether Wynonna is going to do it on her own or not. It has been done. I mean, you know, she's had a solo career for many years. But yes, when Naomi quit singing with Wynonna, she went on to try to raise awareness for mental illness, depression most specifically, as that is what she was struggling with. So, you know, it's, she felt that she had conquered it, and she seemed to have done. We don't know if that's what happened, but she was working very diligently for people to be aware that depression is out there. It is strong. It needs treatment and guidance and help. So if you know of someone that's depressed, talk to them. Find out what's going on. Get help for them. kids, I lost a sister to it, all right? We don't know if that's what happened with Naomi. We haven't heard yet. I just have read that that's what she was doing, and it was something that Larry Strickland said in an interview upon her death, that that's what she'd been doing for quite some time. Anyway, let's play a Wynonna Judd song. And this is one of the songs that John sent me today. It's called Testify to Love.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. Every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. From the mountains to the valleys, from the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand
she always does a beautiful job, and that was no exception. All right. Naomi was born Diana Ellen Judd in Ashland, Kentucky. And, you know, she became a registered nurse with her eye toward becoming an MD. But she kind of got sidetracked. Yep. She kind of got sidetracked. They just stuck a mic in her hand, I guess, and decided that that was going to be it. And when they started, it was really something that was hard to resist because they were such an instant success. So I'm kind of glad that she got sidetracked. I'm sure she was a beautiful, wonderful nurse and would have been a fantastic doctor. But can you imagine what the music industry would have missed. Yeah. I'm just glad that she got sidetracked. I really am. I'm trying to find some more really kind of nifty things in here. And she had a very busy life. Once they started having hit songs, you know, all the time. And then Ashley was into acting, and she was in movies. And it was, it's like the whole family has to be in show business somewhere. And that's not a bad thing. That's kind of good because they can support each other. Even though they have their arguments and fights, they still will support each other when push comes to shove, you know. And she was married to Larry Strickland for 32 years. That is not a bad record for someone in the entertainment business, you know, because that's a hard thing to do, is to keep a career in the entertainment business and keep your marriage together and happy. And by all accounts, she was happy with Larry. So I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's fantastic. And she had a good life with him. She did have trouble. You know, she had things to deal with. She had things to deal with. And we'll find out later. But at one point, she said she was happy. And she had dealt with it and was continuing on with her life. So this came as a very big surprise to everyone. And that's kind of how it works. You never know what's happening until it happens. And my sympathies go to Naomi and Larry and Ashley, because right now, and all of their friends as well, you know, right now it's a very hard time for them. And it's a tough one to get through. It really is. So prayers for Naomi Judd's family and friends. And may God be with them and get them through this tough time. And continue on. Because life does keep on going. It's hard sometimes, but it keeps on going. And we learn somehow to deal with it and keep putting one foot in front of the other. Okay. One more song I've got from Wynonna, and he sent this to me, is Live with Jesus.
Seen a lot of trouble at my door. I've never known a day when I ain't been poor, but I'm gonna live with Jesus in the end.
love that. We need to keep that in mind. You know, we are God's children. If we have accepted Jesus and let him be the Lord of our life, we're going to live with Jesus in the end. Whatever happens between now and then, we just need to keep that goal in mind. And how precious and beautiful it's going to be. And right now, I want to read the 23rd Psalm. I know it by heart, but I'm going to read it just because. Because I think now is a really good time to be reminded of this. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know that we need to keep that in mind. I used to recite that every night before I went to bed. Maybe I should start doing that again because it gives you a certain peace for your sleep. You know, he makes you lie down in green pastures and leads you beside the still waters. That is a way of saying comforts you, he cares for you, he gives you a peaceful place to reside, he protects us. You know, so we don't need to fear. He restores our soul when things of the world come and pick at us, pick, 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 and we start feeling natty and we start picking back. And we need to remember those green pastures and still waters. And he restoreth my soul. He's going to put all those little pick-picks and make everything whole again. And he's going to remind you, don't be picking back. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing to make someone else feel like you feel when you're being picked at. Don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And if we happen to face the shadow of death, I've often wondered, what am I going to do if that happens to me? What am I going to do? You know, at some point, we all walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's just a question of how. Is it peaceful? Is it not? Is it from illness? Is it from violence? We're not going to know. We don't know ahead of time. But we don't need to be afraid because the Lord's going to be with us. He's going to be holding us through all of it. He's got his rod and his staff right there to protect and defend. We don't need to be afraid of it. We're going to be. I know we're going to be, but we don't need to be. There's a difference. We're human. We do a lot of things we don't need to do. We feel a lot of things we don't need to feel. And those things are usually negative. And that's a hard habit to break. I am trying, but it is a hard habit to break. You know, it's, we don't need to worry about anything because God's going to be there holding us up, supporting us, and getting us through whatever it might be. And he's going to take care of us. He's always going to take care of us. He takes care of the sparrows of the field. He takes care of the flowers. Of course he's going to take care of us. And we need to stop worrying about it so dang much. And we do. We really do. We worry about it. like a dog worrying a bone. Shake, 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 and just go out and bury it and forget where it is. Just, you know, do that. It'll be much better. But we don't do that. We give it to God to take care of, and then we say, well, maybe I, okay, and we take it back and try to do it ourselves. No, I can't do this. I mean, so we give it to God again, and then he has it and holds it, but then we think, well, yeah, but I got it, and we take it back again. Stop doing that. I do it. Everybody does it. We need to stop doing that. Give it to God and leave it with God. Your life will be much smoother, much more peaceful, and a lot less worrisome if we could just learn to do that. Let God take care of it. You know, we have to clean up others' messes sometimes. Yeah, okay, but that's being helpful and loving, okay? That's not taking back your own problems that you already gave to Jesus to take care of. It's a different thing, okay? But try. Please, just try. Because it'd feel a whole lot better if you're not carrying that load. The Lord doesn't want you to carry that load. He wants to carry it for you. His load is light. We make our load danged heavy, and we shouldn't be doing that. So give them all to Jesus. Yeah. Broken toys and wounded hearts. Give them all to Jesus. Okay, right now I'm going to play JD. And Elvis talks. But, hey, this is worth a listen, guys. Why me, Lord?
Thank you. I'd like to ask J.D. Sumner to stay up to sing one of my favorite songs, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've I ever do to be
you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad Elvis joined him on that one. That just kind of added an extra dimension to it, you know. Instead of the Stamps Quartet, it was the Stamps Quintet. I love it. I love that song. It just, it grabs your heart. It does. It just grabs your heart. There are a few of those out there. That's one of them. And, you know, somebody we never hear from anymore because he's been gone for many, many, many years. He did a show. He lived in Bakersfield. And he owned the venue that he performed in so that he wouldn't have to travel anymore. And he did a show. And he finished the show. And he went home and had a heart attack. But you know what? Like so many others we hear of, he died doing what he loved. And his son is in the music industry as well. His name is, I just had it, Buddy Allen. Buck Owens' son is Buddy Allen. And he used to be on Hee Haw with him. And he's pretty good. He learned from his daddy, and he does a good job. So, hey, and I don't know what he's doing now. He could have died by now for all I know. I really don't know anything about him at this point in time. I just know that he used to perform there at his daddy's theater. And, yeah, Tiny Tim. Yes. Yes. Tiny Tim is everywhere. I swear he is everywhere. He will never die, which isn't a bad thing. Okay. Anyway, back to Buck Owens. We haven't had a song from, I don't think I've ever played a song from Buck Owens. But you know what? He sent me one and I'm going to play it. It's called, Would You Be Ready If Jesus Came Today? So, Ann, get ready for some country.
There are lots of part-time Christians living around us every day. 6 days for earthly pleasure, leaving one day off to pray. Could they stand and face the Savior if this was the judgment day? Would they be ready if Jesus came today? Ready if Jesus came today? Would you be ready to follow in his way? Would he take you by the hand or would he have you turn away? Would you be ready if Jesus came today? It, brother, it's meant for me and you. Better have your answer ready if today should be the day. Would you be ready if Jesus came today? Would you be ready if Jesus came today?
Well, I know I would, and I hope y'all would too. Only you can answer that question, though. Nobody else can answer it for you. So take stock. Make sure you're ready if Jesus comes today, because you don't get a second chance. You got to be ready all the time, okay? And I have to play this next song. It came into my mind, and I am moved to play this song. I don't think I am going to hear any objections. What do you think, E? Sweet, sweet spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, I would like to ask the Stamps if they would sing a song that they do by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
I don't know why I was supposed to play that, but I was supposed to play that for someone. And I think y'all got it. So that's good. All right, here's one. Slim Whitman. Y'all remember Slim Whitman? Of course you do. Yes. He used to do some shows with Slim Whitman, and he would stand behind the curtain and listen in awe and realize he had to follow him. Oh my, I can imagine the butterflies that set in. Whoa, they probably could have lifted him up to the roof and back. You know, he was a tough one to follow. And you know what, on Thursday's show I got a song with Slim Whitman, yodel song. And we're going to play it. It's cool. I love yodeling. I can't do it, but I love it. So, hey, you know, of course, I haven't tried in I don't know how many years, but that's okay. Anyway, this is Slim Whitman. Listen to this song, because it's another one of those that's just going to lift you up and take you to heaven. It's called Beyond the Sunset.
Thank you. beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun. Earth's toiling ended, oh glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, His words of welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, oh glad reunion, when with our loved ones who've gone before, in that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore. Beyond the sunset, forevermore.
Beyond the sunset.
All right. I like that, you know. It just, I have been hearing Slim Whitten since I was a kid, okay? A little kid. And every time I hear him, it just surprises me, almost shocks me, because here's this big, tall dude, and out of him comes this tenor voice. I'm expecting a baritone, you know? And it was pretty much the same way with Cheryl Nielsen. That's one tall drink of water. He's 6'5", I think he was. And you look at him and you expect baritone. And he's got this beautiful high tenor. I guess we're all meant to be shocked now and then, just to make sure we're still alive and working. But wow. These guys had voices. Oh my gosh. Okay, Elvis. We have to have an Elvis song. We have to have an Elvis song. So how about Help Me?
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Help me smile, another smile, just one more smile. You know I just can't make it on my own.
I never thought I needed help before.
thought that I could get by myself. With an unbuffed on bended knee, I'm begging you please help me. Come down from your golden throne to me, to the lowly me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness. Let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by myself.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. And to try and keep with normal operating procedure, a little bit of information about that song. It was written, yes, by Larry Gatlin, and it was recorded at Stax in Memphis on December 12th of 1973. And they put it out, RCA put it out as a single. Okay, that makes sense. It was recorded live on stage in Memphis. They put it on Promised Land. They put it on, I believe, the complete Elvis Presley Masters, Elvis at Stax, and a couple, three others. You know, they didn't want to leave anybody out. And then FTV albums are a whole nother thing, but they were in the 2000s, so we'll let you look those up on your own. That's okay. And it says here on the comment at the bottom, it says the master has a harmony vocal overdub by Cheryl Nielsen. So cool, huh? So that's really, I think that's awesome information to know. 1973, all right? Okay, I have something that John sent me this morning. I thought this was very, very interesting. You know the song, Open My Eyes, Lord, I Want to See Jesus? Yeah, there have been a few people that have done that song, especially that Irish. He's a man now, but he started out as a kid. What a voice. Oh, my gosh. But this one is Open Our Eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. And they didn't credit it, which is fine. They're doing it to God's glory. So here you go.
We want to see Jesus.
like that. That is a super, super good song to play while you're praying, or to play for an invitational at church, so that everybody, you know, have the song that they play when everybody's considering whether they need to go up to the altar. That's so awesome. That's an awesome song. You know what I'm going to play now? It's another one that E sent me. It's Tom Fetke. What Can I Give Him? And yes, it might be a Christmas song, but I prefer to think of it as an anytime song. So here is Tom Fetke. What Can I Give Him?
When the shepherds heard that the promised one had come, they ran to Bethlehem and presented him their gift of worship.
When the wise men knew that he was born, distance could not keep them away. They came and brought him precious gifts, gifts fit for a king, and they bowed low and worshipped him.
How can we do any less? Like the wise men and the shepherds, let us bow down and worship him and present to him our finest gift.
What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? What can I give him? What can I give him? I can give him my heart. What can I give him,
poor as I am?
If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him?
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 What can I give him? I can give him my heart.
I can give
Nice one, huh? Don't have to wait for Christmas to play stuff like that. And if y'all are wondering about Calico, yes, she's begging for marshmallows. Don't try and figure it out. That's just what she's doing, okay? Marshmallows. I have no idea. That's just what it is. So there you go. Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay, kids. Okay. Okay. Just let it be what it is. Okay. Another one for me. This is What a Day That Will Be by the Sharon Bethel Quartet.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye, all is peace forevermore.
on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Oh, I love that. That is fantastic. A cappella, quartet harmony. Yes, you can't get much better than that. But, you know, yeah, there are things that are a little bit better now. How about Elvis doing Mansion Over the Hilltop?
Okay. Nice, Ellen.
Oh, that's good. Come here.
Come here, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Where were
they? I'm satisfied with just a cottage below. A little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the red sun will shine, I want a gold one, that silver.
I've got a
I've always loved that song. That's always been a favorite. I never heard it enough when I was a kid. We didn't do it often enough at church. Maybe once every year and a half or something is all. And I always loved it. I always loved it. Walk streets of purest gold. Why does that matter? I'd rather have green grass. I mean, you know, it's just funny that the things that some people pick to put in songs, isn't it? Anyway, that was written by Ira F. Stanfill. And it was recorded in the RCA Studio B in Nashville, October 30th of 1960. Yes. And it was put on His Hand in Mine, Amazing Grace, and surprise, surprise, the Time Life Collection, but Volume 9 instead of Volume 10. And it was put on I Believe. And just, you know, about 5-6 other ones. You can find it. You can find it. Just look a little bit. It's there. It's everywhere. And it's a good song. All right. Anne did something for us for today. And she did a pretty good job. She did a pretty good job. So here it is, Anne. It is no secret.
The charms of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for us, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for it is light. You'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you. What God is on your side, take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no
Good job, Anne. I like it. I like it. You did a very good job with that. And now, let's do another one that E sent me. That was put out by Light Generation. L-I-G-H-T, Light Generation. It's called My Jesus, My Savior.
The sound of your name.
All right. I didn't expect it to end that abruptly, but that's okay. That's okay. I have something now. This is a real treat. This is a treat. This is another one that he sent me. It's by George Nooks. How Great Thou Art, reggae style. Figure that one out.
Oh Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all thy works thy hand has made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods, the forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Spirit sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. Then on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take my sins away. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Now that's kind of cool. A whole lot different. Kind of cool. I like that. Reggae's always good to lift your spirits and get you, just get you feeling good. Yeah, that was no exception. There you go. And something else that's going to make you feel good is Elvis and Company doing Nearer My God to Thee. And he sent this to me today. So here we go.
No. I was singing bass, but he covered me up.
I don't know how that could possibly have happened. How could JD cover anybody up singing bass? Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, the particulars on that are written by Helen Lemel and Jeremiah Clark. And it was done in RCA Studio C in Hollywood, March 30th, 1972. And it was a mock recording session for filming the documentary movie Elvis on Tour. So that's why it sounded a little bit different than a normal recording, because it was. You know, it was, they weren't just mucking about, but it wasn't meant to be a regular, real recording either. It was meant to be for the movie Elvis on Tour. Okay, and you can still find it on some different albums. Amazing Grace, I believe, which is the rehearsals for Elvis on Tour. And you guys, you just, if you want to find some of these things, they're available to find. So go for it. Just go for it. Add to your collection. And you know, I've been asked to say a prayer for our friend Tanya. She does all of our graphics when she's able. And she has been so very ill for such a long, long time. And she's not doing too good right now. She was a little bit better a little while ago, but she's not feeling even halfway up the hill right now. So let's say a quick prayer for Tanya and have her in our hearts and lift her to Jesus today. Dear Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, we pray to You right now for our friend Tanya. We know that she's had a very tough time of it the past few years. She's like getting everything taken out of her insides, but You keep her going. You keep her put together. You keep her functioning. And now, Lord, we pray that You would touch her and help her to feel better. Help her to feel that life is worth living. Help her to feel a happiness in her family and her life. It's necessary to continue going, Lord. A human being can't keep going if they just feel like garbage all the time, and You know that. I know You have her in Your hand, Lord God. I know You have her in Your hand, and You're going to touch her and heal her. I know that because we ask it, and we're asking it in Jesus' name, that You will touch her with Your healing hand, breathe on her with Your healing breath, and make her whole, Lord. Make her feel good in the presence of her family again. Let her feel the joy of life. Keep her, Lord, and bless her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Tanya's going to be feeling better real soon. Real soon. She's going to be feeling real good real soon. We just have to know that. If you pray for something and you believe it and you have the faith, it's going to happen. So Tanya's going to be fine. She's going to be functioning and she's going to be happy. She has her family. She has a new addition on the way. She's going to be a grandma. If I remember correctly, I think I'm remembering that correctly. And we just want her to be able to enjoy all of that, okay? So believe it, everybody. If you believe it, it's happening. Right now, it's happening. All right? We need a fun one. So here is JD and the Stamps. Daddy sing bass.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living.
living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to have a troubled soul.
JD in there with that bass that nobody can get down below. That just makes that song so perfect. So perfect. Okay. I've got something here. Oh, it's in here twice. Well, I need one, so that's okay. By Citizen Way, called Bulletproof.
Dropping arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Because of you.
We got to worry no more. Jesus has it well in hand. Okay, Sister Rosetta. Anybody want to hear Sister Rosetta? No, I know you hate Sister Rosetta, but I'm going to play Sister Rosetta anyway. Stand by me.
When I'm crossing Jordan River, stand by me. Jesus' breast will be my pillow. Stand by me. Now the water is chilly and cold. The love of Jesus is in my soul. Lightning flash, thunder roll. Stand by me. Through hard trials and tribulations, stand by me. The midst of false accusations, stand by me. When travel like a gloomy cloud gathers thick and thunder loud, now who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Whether they're in a church, on a street corner, or in a bar, it didn't matter to her. And they all loved it. They all loved it. Okay, it's time for another Elvis song. And I just need to pick this up again. So here we're swinging down the chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Zeke wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, see chariot stopping, then you ride.
Oh, swing
down, chariot stopping, then you ride. Rock me home. Come and ease it, well, I've got a home on the other side.
Swing, 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 swing. There Ezekiel was down and he got on board. Chariot went a bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride?
Yeah, swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, rock me.
Come and eat where we will.
I got home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and eat where we will. I got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing down, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and eat.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Now, you got to be feeling good after that. That's perfect. I love it. I love it. Anytime you need a pick me up, that'll do her. You betcha. Okay, this was a traditional song. Okay. Arranged and adapted by Elvis Presley. The man had talent. I mean, you know, even his little fingernail. The dude was full of talent. And it was recorded at RCA Studio B in Nashville, October 31st of 1960. So it's been around a while, but that's okay because it's fantastic. RCA did it as a single. It was on His Hand in Mine. It was on Legendary Performer, Volume 4. It was on Amazing Grace. It just kept going. They put it on quite a few. It was in the movie Trouble with Girls. So, hey guys, it got around. It's a good song. It's fantastic. Now this. This is a second version of this song was recorded on October 23rd of 1968 for use in the movie The Trouble with Girls. So that was the version they put in the movie. This was the recorded version. So you got a choice. How can it be better than that, right? That's cool. That's totally cool. Okay. And now, because I can, get up off your chair and you enjoy this one, as I know Anne's going to.
Just a closer walk with thee. Grand dear Jesus, this my plea. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant, dear Jesus, this my plea. Kingdom shore. closer walk with thee. Grant, dear Jesus, this my plea. Dear Lord, let it be just a closer walk with thee. Grant, dear Jesus, this my plea.
Doing that song to boogie style, that's cool. I had a better version when my ex and I were doing it. He was playing the piano that did everything, you know, the electronic piano that did everything, the drums and the horns and all kinds of stuff. It was really cool, but the recording sucks. So oh well, you'll never hear it. I have it, but you'll never hear it. That's okay. That's okay. And you know what? I've got a group called Just Gospel, and here is Down by the Riverside. was one of my favorite childhood songs anyway, because you could just get up and move to that one. Yes, I loved it. I totally loved it. And I still totally love it. And they just did a really super fantastic rendition of it. I like that. Well, hey guys, guess what? It is time once again to say thank you for joining me. I do appreciate you all being here. It was very, very good. I don't know where Sue is, but I plan on calling her later to find out if she's okay. So, but I thank you all who made it. Thank you so much for being here with me and for sticking it out through the whole show. That's totally cool. So I like it. I like it. And don't forget, next show is going to be on Tuesday. Okay? And since y'all don't like the idea of it being at 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm thinking having it at the same time I've always had it, 4:30 p.m. Let me know what you think. Let me know today or tomorrow. Well, no, you got to let me know today because I'll be having the show put together tomorrow, by tomorrow night. So I am thinking keeping it at the same time. If this time suits everybody, just say yes. And if it doesn't, I'm going to put it at 7 p.m. Eastern. That is a little bit late for some people. So there you go. Hey, okay. And we will see you on Tuesday. It'll be a regular rock and roll show, not a problem. So show up, have a good time. And in the meantime, okay, in the meantime, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Bless the name of the Lord. And bless each one of you. Stay well. Stay safe. And I'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, y'all.
Oh, We're doing that song the other day, and our crack bass singer over here, on the realist, I was singing, "Only Believe," he'd say, "Oh, baby." I said, "No, it's the wrong song."